Remember that little girl or boy that could not wait to come home from school to give you tons of hugs and kisses? What happened to them? Where did they go? If this is your story, don't go anywhere because today I'm going to be sharing with you something you can do when your child is pulling away from you. Welcome to Parenting Hacks with Dr. Yanina. I am so glad you are here with me this week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And as you know, in this show, I share practical advice, practical strategies and ideas to help you have a healthier and stronger relationship with your preteen and teen. And I also go over all the different issues that we parents go through as we're raising our preteens and teens. And this is a two-part series in which I'm going to be talking about what you can do when your child is pulling away from you. But keep in mind that as our children begin to reach the teenager years, it is quite normal that they begin to crave and want independency. They want to be independent, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're discovering who they are, their interests, and of course, they will likely begin to pull away from their parents. They will likely begin to pull away from you, and that's completely normal. But this is not the only reason why kids pull away from us. There's another side of the story that I would like to talk about today, and it has to do with our busy schedules. You and I live super busy lives, and you know, busyness leads to stress. And there's, at this point, time has become a precious commodity. Between taking our teens or teens from one side of the town to the other, whether it's for sport practice or after school activities, music practice, you name it, there's no time for connection. We're having less and less time to connect with our children. Let's face it, you're mostly sitting on your car for hours, driving your children from one side of town to the other, dropping off, picking up, and you're probably doing this on a daily basis. And at the end of the day, everyone is so tired when they come home that the only thing that they want to do is eat really quick and just disappear to their rooms. And then when they disappear to the rooms, you don't hear or see them anymore until the next day, right? And what happens is that as we leave our non-stop lives, we're giving our children less and less big loving squeezes. We're showing less and less affection. And probably like you, when my children were little, I could not stop giving them hugs and kisses. As they grew older, I began to show less affection, especially to my son. And this is because I was under the impression that preteens and teens feel totally grossed out when parents show affection to them. Heaven forbid that I show affection to him in public. That will be the worst thing, right? And you probably agree with me that many moms feel totally confused about showing affection to their child once they reach that preteen or teenager years, right? We're not sure how to handle this whole thing about physical affection. We're not sure if they're gonna get upset or they're not gonna want it, they're gonna reject it. We don't know. And it's kind of confusing, right? And I venture to say that you're saying, yep, that's me and my child, right? So this week's parenting hack is this. Listen up, are you ready? Do not assume that your daughter or son no longer wants affection from you. Don't assume. The last thing you should do is assuming that they no longer want any physical affection from you. I made that mistake, which is why I'm talking about it in this episode. When my son was younger, he gave me hugs and kisses all the time. But something happened when he turned 12. Things kind of started to shift and things were not the same way. And he began to cut down his affection toward me, especially in public, just like many preteens do. Without even noticing it, I was also showing less affection toward him until I caught up myself and realized how wrong I was. That's when it hit me. Just because they want to pretend to be cool doesn't mean that they do not appreciate our affection. I really think that it's all about how and when we show it. It's not about them not wanting our attention. I think it's all about how and when we show it to them. That's where it makes a big difference. And of course, I believe that as long as we are alive, we have the opportunity to change and tweak things in the way we do things. So I did. I changed course and pulled out of my sleeve a few old tricks that were not going to stain his reputation or invade his personal space. I respected that he was no longer a young child and that I had to go easy on the hug and kiss shebang, especially when we were in public. I got it. I totally got it. And this is what I did. I asked him. That's what I did. I asked him. I said to him, "Son, how can I show you my affection without you feeling uncomfortable?" And believe me, to my surprise, he shared with me what works for him and what doesn't work anymore. He was open. He shared. Why? Because I asked, right? So this is what I want you to do this week. Start the conversation with your child about this topic and be willing to listen to what they have to say. And please, please, please avoid becoming defensive. Don't take it personal. Understand that they're going through this developmental stage. They're going through all these changes. Don't take it personal. Instead, respect their individual comfort level. Each child shows and receives loves differently. We do that. We all receive and show affection and love differently. So ask them how they want you to show affection. It's as simple as that. Keep in mind that preferences might change as they go through different stages. So to wrap it up this week, don't assume that your daughter or son no longer wants your affection. It's all about how and when you show it, and you will know if you ask. Maybe your child is one of those who does not want you to show them physical affection at all. And I completely understand that. And if this hits home, don't miss next week's episode where I'm going to share with you one hack you can do if your child rejects your physical affection. So let me ask you this. How do you usually show your affection toward your tween or teen? I would love to hear from you. Why don't you post it in the comments below? That would be wonderful. And as a reminder, if you have not done so yet, join our mom's group on Facebook. And in this group, we inspire each other, we share resources, and we motivate one another. And believe me, you will feel that you are not the only one going through the issues that you're going through with your child. You will be surprised that quite a few moms are going through similar situations as you do. So yeah, find us on Facebook under Moms Don't Quit. And I would love to give you access to our Facebook group. So don't miss next week's episode where I'm going to be sharing with you a parenting hack you can use when your child does not want any physical affection, but you still want to show your affection toward them. Until then, have a wonderful week.